Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 99 for Saturday, February 28th, 2009. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast. We talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. And it is the last day of February, which is I am very excited about because February has traditionally not been a very good month for me in years past, and so I'm glad to see that it's over, and I actually got through it without too many scratches this month, which is good to know. And I should introduce myself. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell. My normal co-host, David Lewis, is away on family business today, which is the reason why we did some rescheduling of our episode numeration, as you may have seen on our blog. Today was originally going to be our 100th episode, but because I found out David couldn't be here today and I didn't want to do the 100th without him, we skipped last week. This week is going to be episode number 99. Next week, I won't be here. David will be taking on the show in, this is my crazy brain, episode number 99 and a half. And then finally, we'll have our 100th episode on March 14th. And this is good because we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do on that day. So if you want to give us some suggestions, go on our forum on Star Trek Guide and let us know, hey, what should we do on our 100th episode? Now, I'm still trying to decide, you know, if I didn't do the show in the morning, because both David and I do the show at like 9 a.m. our time, I would think about, you know, getting a cake or some kind of on my other show, every time we celebrated, my former podcast, we always celebrated with Stewart's Orange and Cream Soda, kind of a fun little running gag that started early on, and we just kept doing it. But this is, you know, this is during breakfast time on Saturday morning. You know, who eats cake first thing of the day? So I have no idea what we're going to do on our 100th episode. We'll figure something out, you know, some way of celebrating. It'd be nice if we could have, you know, like Dignation 2 years ago where they had their 100th episode. They got someone to make them a cake in the shape of a MacBook and fun stuff like that, and they completely destructed it, self-destruction. So, any hoodle. Let's get on with the actual show for today. Of course, I'm going to make the attempt to do a whole show by myself today. No help from anyone else whatsoever, as far as I know. This is the first time, from what I can remember, that I have done this by myself. I believe I did this by myself, actually, sometime January of 08. That was back when David was moving over to Spokane area. So I believe I've done this more recently than 80 episodes ago, but it's been a little while. David actually had to have more shows without me than I have without him. So we'll give it a try. But as a result, some of the things we're talking about today will be a little bit on the different side, not quite as technical, but maybe I might do a few more soapbox things on some aspects of community management, PHPBB that I am a little bit more interested in. And we're also going to veer away from some of the topics we've had the past couple of weeks. Obviously, we've been talking for quite a few weeks now about the downtime from PHPBB.com and the exploits that it got hacked with and the CAPTCHA that got cracked, and so I won't talk too much about that today. However, I'm sure David will have a lot more stuff to talk about next week when I'm gone. But in the meantime, this is a live podcast, and if you would like to join in or share your comments or anything on the show, you are more than welcome to. The number to call is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. If you don't want to call in, you can also join us in our chat room at talkshoe.com, or we have an IRC channel, phpbb-weekly, on freenode.net, the same server that the phpbb channel is on. And of course, you can also stream the show live when we're on our website, www.phpbbweekly.net. Also, our sponsor, as always, is GoToMeeting. Do you have to travel for business, but are you constantly feeling the wrath of flight delays and other problems? Well, there is a much easier, more affordable way, GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. All you got to do is log on to GoToMeeting.com and start meetings with a click. Instantly, everyone will see your computer desktop on their computer screen so you can show them what you're talking about without having to actually go there. It's much less expensive and less time consuming than meeting in person. And if you'd like to give it a try, just visit gotomeeting.com/techpodcast for a free 30-day trial, and you can start doing more and traveling less. With that, today, when I was looking around just a few days ago, deciding on things to talk about today, because, you know, when you've noticed that as PHPBB2 has faded into the background and PHPBB3 has moved on into the forefront, I now rely a lot more than I did towards the beginning of the show on David's expertise and also his access to other team members with their expertise for things. So it's sometimes a little harder for me to find stuff to talk about when I have to be put on the spot like I am today. However, I went back to my memory banks and found, rediscovered Patrick O'Keefe's website, managingcommunities.com, which is a blog that he does on topics of managing communities. He actually just celebrated its one-year anniversary about a month ago or so, if I can recall. We've, of course, had Patrick O'Keefe on before for his Managing Online Forums book, which is just an awesome book. And so I thought, well, you know, almost every time that there is a new post on the PHPBB blog, we rediscuss it on this podcast pretty thoroughly. Perhaps I should look and pull some things off of the managingcommunities.com website and discuss some of them on here as well, since that kind of discusses more on, you know, the managing part of having a community, as opposed to PHPBB.com's blog, which is a bit more of the technical aspects behind PHPBB and modding and all of those other things like that. So today I decided I'm going to pull a couple of topics for our latest in our ongoing semi-dormant series on the show, Building a Successful Community. And so today I want to talk a little bit about moderator etiquette. And so I know that there's a lot of forums out there that I've been to, other people have been to, I'm sure you've been to, where the moderators, the moderation techniques on the forum are kind of crappy, so to speak. Because a lot of forums neglect to remember is that on a community, it's the users that are most important. It really is the users that are most important. But they get wrapped up in rules. They get wrapped up in, you know, do this, do that, and kind of forget what the real purpose of moderating is all about. And one of the most, the easiest examples of this is what I call the "why didn't you search for it" syndrome, where people go and ask a question. It's usually like on a support forum. People ask a question, and the moderators come back at you and say, "Why didn't you just search for it? Because you search locked." Well, that's not very helpful for a couple of reasons, and this is one of the posts that Patrick O'Keefe put on here recently, is that don't tell people to search. That's not the right way to go about being a moderator. And there's a couple of reasons why. If people who are coming to your support forum probably want support. I mean, yes, they could search, but search is quite prevalent. You know, they could have done a Google search. The reason they come onto your community is to look for is to get valid support from an actual person. And so people who search, first of all, I've actually had this issue back when back in my early days experience with PHPBB.com. It's like 5 or so years ago. And they've gotten a lot better since then. But it used to be, you know, you ask a question, they'll be like, search for it. Why don't you just search for it? Because it's been answered hundreds of times. It's okay, well, yeah. So you go to the search, and I mean, it's better now, but search was never great. It's been a little interesting for me to figure out PHPBB's search engine, particularly back in PHPBB2. And so, as a result, you know, you go search for things, and on PHPBB.com, not only have they had a thing where certain search queries will return many results, a lot of which are not that helpful, or there are certain search words that are used search so frequently that they just don't return any results at all. And these are some things, I don't know what the current setup is on there now, but this is what it was back then. Search a lot of times was rather useless in terms of getting back actual results, but they'd say, you know, go search for it. Well, here's another issue when you do that. is that search will still bring up all these topics of people of those search for it. So suppose that 1,000 people ask a question. The first person that asks the question gets an answer, but then the late or subsequent 999 people are all told, go search for it. Well, now, when I search for it, I'm actually going to get 1,000 results of them saying, go search for it. I'm not. It's going to take me to the very end, or somewhere in the middle maybe, to get the answer. And then what if suppose that's a few years old, and, you know, the answer may not be as specific to me anymore. So, the point is, you really can't tell people just go search for things. It's dumb. And unfortunately, we live in a world today where we want instant gratification, you know. And I always marvel at when programmers are figuring out, you know, how long it takes to run to load a PHP page or to query a MySQL database or do any of this stuff, and they're very concerned with how many seconds it's taking, or tenths of a second, or hundredth of a second. Supposedly, if it takes a second, that's a long time. And then, of course, me not being the super big programmer type of guy, I was saying a second, that's not a lot of time at all. All right, a second is very short. That's a second. That's how fast a second is. But that's not good enough for them. So we live in a world of instant gratification. You go to Google and it tells you how many seconds it took for Google results to come up. If it takes a web page 10 seconds before we start to see anything, we say that way is way too slow. So the idea that, you know, you just telling people, someone's actually taking the time to ask a question and you reply, search for it, locked. Well, what kind of communication does that deliver? On the one hand, you know, they've already taken the time to ask the question. Search, for some of the reasons I've shared, may not have been very useful in delivering a question to them. And then if you lock the topic, what gives them the opportunities to say, hey, maybe I have tried searching for it and I haven't been able to find it? It almost says, like, you know, don't ask that question. You're dumb if you want to ask that question. And people go somewhere else. On this post that I linked to in the chat room, and I'll also go on our show notes, from the managingcommunities.com site, Patrick quoted a reader who commented about a certain online forum for a photo gallery where the moderators are just plain mean, and someone asks a question, the moderator is the second or third person to respond to it with a semi-comment about searching before you post and not posting questions that have already been asked or answered. And then they go on to lock the thread. Well, as a result, this reader now sees people ask questions about the gallery on other websites just because they're afraid to be scolded by the mean moderators on the actual site, which is a shame that their product is so good because their attitude is not. And I'm very happy that on phpbb.com, from what I can see, that kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore. I mean, those kinds of, just go search for it, that doesn't happen anymore. That's from years ago, and that's a good thing because really, although the attitude that you deliver towards your users will say a lot about how people regard your product, because that's the way the mind will associate. And if PHPBB was, as an example, treated by moderators who were as evil as this photo gallery, then any time someone would think of PHPBB, they'd associate it with the moderators. And that's not what you want to have happen. It's not what you want to have happen at all. So moderation is an art. It is also something that is time-consuming. And quite frankly, the real burden to search should be for the moderators. If you have a support forum and someone asks a question, it's your job to help them answer it or find the answer. Now, here's a good thing you could do, which would be to say, hi, this question has been answered before. We have had another discussion, and then link to that previous answer. Provide a link. People will then go click on the link, and if they want to further discuss it, they can do so in that one topic. It does help to keep your discussions all in one topic, which is smart to do. But it still leads them to the answer to the question, and that's the only reason that they're there. You want to keep your things organized? Fine. But give them the opportunity to find the answer. People are dumb, a lot of cases, when you approach a community, you kind of have to assume that a lot of people on there are dumb and can't find things for themselves, and your job is to therefore help them find the way to themselves. And so that is the proper way to lead people to answers. You have a knowledge base, great. Give them a link to the knowledge base article, and they can figure it out from there. You have another discussion going on with that, provide them a link there. Is the discussion like from 3 or 4 years ago? Maybe just don't take the time to answer the question again, because obviously it's still an issue and things could have changed, and it really won't kill you to answer a question once in a while. Eventually, people will ask pretty much all the questions that are needed. PHPBB has been around now for, let's say PHPBB 2 even, if that was still active. It's been around for 7 years. I'm pretty sure most of the questions about PHPBB 2 have been asked now, but people are going to still have questions about PHPBB 2. And so what would it say if every time someone went to a support forum, they got a please search? Well, then you'll have nothing but please search topics in there. That's not useful to anybody, all right? When you go to phpbb.com, how many posts are there in the support forum? Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands? Millions on the whole board? Yeah, you get my point. So search is not something you want to do with moderators. Locking is also another thing that tends to be abused by moderators on various sites. I mean, lock topics do have a purpose on communities, and they're a good tool for moderators to use. And you have to know when is the appropriate time to do so. Well, there are a number of appropriate times to do so. An example is, hey, we have a discussion somewhere else, or hey, this question is more appropriate in another forum, in which case you could either move the topic to the correct forum, or if there's already one there, give them a link, lock the old topic. Those are good examples. Or suppose you have conversations that are getting out of hand, that are getting too far off topic, conversations that are becoming abusive. There's a lot of different reasons why you would want to lock a topic. However, locking one of the issues that still comes up is how moderators are responding to people when they lock topics. And this is another example that I pull from another blog post that Patrick O'Keefe made. You know, it's annoying when a moderator just writes a response that says locked or silly things, locky, as an example. Quite frankly, when you lock a thread or topic, it becomes your responsibility to explain why. You need to hold yourself accountable to the users who are looking at your site, to users who are trying to get an understanding of how your staff runs. And when you just go around and lock a topic and just say locked without giving an explanation why, this is the kind of a blunt way of putting this, but you almost come across as if you're a king, so to speak. And that's not the way you want to come across. The goal of your staff to your community should be you are all on an equal playing field, and therefore you can get along and talk and discuss things with each other as if you are on an equal playing field. And that's the best way to do it. And this is definitely one thing that I have noticed on phpbb.com over the past 5 years since I started in there in 2004. And is that the members of the teams feel a lot more down to earth. And not even as – and this is even more true now than it was when I was part of the teams in 05 to 06 is that – I think they are much more a part of the community now. I get the feeling that they're much more part of the community. It no longer feels like they're keeping secrets from us. Well, not to the crazy extent. There was the time when Neothermic would tease people about the new style, which was all in good fun, but it's still kind of like, ooh, we got super secret stuff and you don't get to see it. And other times I brought up, there were times it was like, go search. They don't do that as much anymore, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing because it makes me feel like, they're more down to earth with the main community. And that's something I've wanted to see for a long time, and I'm very glad that they do that these days. Nevertheless, that's something you should be focusing on for your own community. This is something that Star Trek Guide does very well. if you go on there, they are the moderators on there do make sure that discussions are respectful, discussions follow the rules, discussions are in the right place, and then they lock things, or they give very clear reasons on why they do that, and it doesn't happen very often either. They have legitimate reasons to lock things. They often refer back to parts of their rules when they do so, and they make it very clear. These are responsibilities you have when you're a moderator. Becoming a moderator means that you are going to be willing to dedicate extra time to the community that you have been given the privilege from the administrators of being a greater part of taking a greater role in. And you need to respect that by doing some actual work, by using your actual brains to actually do some explanation to people. So a lot of these are some of my opinions that I throw in here as well, and I'm glad to see that the chat room is becoming a little bit more interesting. I'm sorry to say that with me talking so much, it's hard for me to keep an eye on the chat room, so I'll try to keep a close eye on there. But when you're, this is the things that are important for administrators to make very clear to moderators, and this is something that Patrick Snow talks about in his book, which I believe we've discussed on before, Managing Staff. Have guidelines for your staff members. Your staff members should know what the expectations are of them. And it depends how widely your staff are. I mean, most forums will probably have, you know, just a group of moderators and maybe some administrators, maybe just the people who are in charge, maybe they'll grant some extra powers. And with PHP VB3 now, you can really define, you know, what the different things are. Or you could have multiple teams, like Star Trek Guide or phpbb.com. They have development groups, they have mods teams, and they all have different jobs. Like the moderator team is the main group responsible for keeping things on the forums, all the forums, orderly. And that is their primary job. And that's the stuff we talk about now, you know, moderation. Because phpbb.com is a big board, they need a moderator team to do that. Other teams also have some of these duties, but more within their specific area. The support team does this as much on the support forums, but they are a bit more, they're more responsible for answering questions. And that's why if they did all their answering questions through, just go search for it, or that question's been answered already, locked, they would not have very many happy customers on their support forums. That their job is to answer questions or to provide links to the places to find the questions, and that's what they do. And that's what you guys should, that's what you should do on your own community as well. If you have a thing for support or for answering questions from users, which many forums do have, then that should be the responsibility to allow those questions to be answered. And if users want to search, they know where they can go search. Probably is faster, quite frankly, for a user to search and find the answer anyway. Because when you make a post, you have to wait for a response. But if they are making the post, expecting a response, then they've indicated that they would rather get a current, up-to-date response from a current knowledgeable user. And that doesn't have to be part of your staff. It could be another member of your community. This is the great thing about communities, is that you need the purpose of the staff, of the moderators, are to just make sure things are running smoothly. And they can help out if they want to. But you need to allow the conversation to take place. Make it clear to your moderators, or if you are a moderator, understand that you should not be abusing the lock. Don't be abusing, you know, telling people to search. Remember that the users are what power your community, and you need it. And so, although it's a bulletin board, a community is not a democracy, not by any means, not a democracy. Freedom of speech is kind of a myth on a community, and there are certain speech things that are inappropriate on there. Obviously, you have rules for these reasons. It's not a democracy. People don't elect the leaders, but you still need to maintain the other balance of the scale, making sure that users are finding it a worthwhile place to go and have discussion, get their questions answered. And so restraining yourselves a bit on how you make use of lock and some of these other moderator tools are the way to succeed. So that's a bit of good moderator etiquette to keep an eye on for your board. These are my things that I've kind of come across, having had some experiences mostly as a user on a number of different bulletin board websites. I've not been a staff member on or had any power on most things in most places in my history. You know, I've become more of a blogs type person, but there you go. And another thing I noticed, and this brought something on this on his managingcommunities.com site, this is the last thing from him I'm going to be talking about today. I'm probably going to end up, you know, meeting David's goal of having a short episode of PHP Weekly. That'll be interesting. But he had an interesting post recently about one of his staff members on phpbhacks.com. And he said, the guy's name is Tanner Smith, and he said he's 17 years old, same age as me, and he's been on his staff since he was 13, which, interestingly enough, just around the time when I started getting involved with PHPBB. So I don't know who this Tanner Smith person is. Maybe I can get in touch with him sometime, but, you know, we're same age, and we've both been involved with PHPBB in different realms. Obviously, he's more on the PHPBB hacks area. I've been more of the .com world, so to speak. But Patrick O'Keefe took this opportunity earlier this month to discuss a little bit about age on boards and how people respect certain things about age. And this has been something that I care a lot about, even away from PHPBB. It's sort of like a microcosm of a world I do every Saturday morning for me, but I do a lot of other things during the day. PHPBB bulletin boards are no longer really the primary thing I do all the time, but youth involvement is actually something that I care a lot about in my real life, and so I thought, here, David's not here, no one's really here to stop me, except for four people in the chat room who could, you know, desert me any time. I guess, but, you know, I still have the record button, so I don't really care. But to talk a little bit about the experience of being on staff as a teen, as an example. And Patrick O'Keefe takes this opportunity to share that, you know, he started managing communities in 2000, almost 10 years ago now, so I'm sure he feels like an old guy now. But at the time, he says he was 15, and he said he dealt with people who wouldn't listen to him at all because he was that age, and he'll always remember that. And personally, I try not to make my age very super important in what I do, but just because people are younger, especially in this current revolution of, you know, tech and things like that, just because people are younger doesn't mean they don't know what they're doing. And there are older people who often don't know what they're doing, and it's silly just to, you know, stereotype people based on age. You know, I was talking about, I'm sure you may have heard, about 4 months, 4 weeks ago, actually, this on January 31st, I went to a conference put on by a friend of mine, a friend from my school, actually. He put this on in San Francisco. He called it a Teens in Tech Conference. And, you know, it's a crazy thing. It was actually like the most talked about hashtag on Twitter that day for whatever reason. It was an interesting conference, but the real point of it that I think is to take away from it is that we are with this tech revolution, we're seeing a new generation, my generation, to be honest, that are becoming much more involved in the world around them. Now, the repercussions of this could be good, could be bad, depends on what you think. I mean, obviously, you know, I look at, you know, people from my school who are totally tuned out of the real world and spend their time at Second Life or spend their time on their iPods and iPhones and crazy stuff, and that's not quite what I choose. But it's very important to note that there are a big group of teenagers out there who are very involved in communities, in social networks and things, in groups on the web. Sorry, I'm being distracted by Miroslav's post in the chat, that are taking new responsibilities and actually becoming online leaders. And while I'm not saying this about myself, as I don't consider myself to be very much of an online leader at all, I'm really talking about other people. But it's important to remember that I consider the internet to be the great equalizer. You know, if you can look on the PHPBB teams, as an example, and I don't know what the median age is on the teams at the top of my head. I think it's like 20 or 21 last time I heard a while ago. I mean, I'm sure if Neothermic was here, he could go and find out what the median age is on the teams or something like that. But no, there are older people on the teams as well. In fact, we saw this at Land Invasion. Go watch the Land Invasion videos. There's a wide range in the age of a number of the team members there. There were a lot of team members that are younger, maybe a bit older than me. Like when I was on the teams, I was the young guy. Okay, I was 14 when I joined the teams, and youngest person to be on the teams ever, as far as I know. Probably what was a little bit before my time in that case, which is partly why I was only there for like 9 months. And I won't go, and there's reasons for that I won't go necessarily into, and not quite frankly, the bigger reason why I left was, you know, I'm a busy person. Being on the teams is a full-time responsibility, but that doesn't change the fact that there are also members of the teams that are in their 40s or 50s. I'm not sure what the range is, but there are members of the PHPB teams that are on the older side, and there are other members of the teams that are in the upper teens or 20s or so. I believe I keep bringing up Neothermic today. I remember it was a few years ago, probably like 3 years ago or so, he put on his blog, talked about how he just turned 20. So it's a wide range. But that doesn't mean that any one of us knows more or less than the other just because some of us are older than others. That really is not the case at all, especially in this new information age that all the rules are being changed right now. So one of the things that I think is key when you're running a community is that, especially for tech communities, there are certain communities that will be more for certain age groups than others. A teens community will be mostly teens anyway. An old folks on Medicare community will be not for so many young people. But for things like, you know, PHPBB, for technical sites, for many different things, expect to see a wide range of different things that you approach. And Patrick's passion has fallen into managing communities. I have passions in very different areas. That a lot of them these days have nothing to do with technical stuff, so I won't go into them on here at all, because they would just bore you, and then people would stop listening to the show if they haven't already. However, I still think that it's very important for younger users to never allow older people to push them around, because we still have some expertise that is valuable and that we need to take advantage of. And as a result, if you are an administrator on a community, you need to understand that, respect that. But furthermore, you also need to be understanding of that in the context of your staff, in the context of your forum. It's unrealistic it's in fact just wrong, I think, to put expectations on like your staff content expectations that are more mature, so to speak, than they are for your main community. I have been part of not recently, but part of some staffs that do very kind of inappropriate, more mature type things behind the scenes in their private discussion forums that I wanted to get away from quickly, because I'm younger and it's awkward to be a part of that, and it's hard for me to go into detail on these types of things, but I think it's important to note age does not dictate personality, and we're all. I think the purpose of having a community bulletin board is that all of us on the bulletin board are trying to learn from each other. We all have very different things that we bring to the table. On this podcast, it's a great example. You know, David brings a whole lot of better perspective than I have to the table on PHPBB, but as do I. You know, and this is People ask me, Douglas, what do you have to bring for PHPBB? I don't have very darn much, okay? The last time I was in charge of a community bulletin board, was in 2005. I haven't had one since then. And I was part of the PHPBB teams for 9 months as a mod team member, specializing in PHPBB 2. Well, guess what? PHPBB 2 is now gone. It has been retired. It's not supported anymore. I've barely used PHPBB 3 as an example. I did some PHP stuff more so 2005, 2006. I still do a little bit of tinkering. Actually, my main PHP tinkering platform now is WordPress, okay? I'm probably more qualified to be the host of WordPress Weekly than I am for PHPBB Weekly. So why do I still do it? What do I still have to bring to the table? Well, a couple of things, actually, because I look at my position here as having the view of someone who has been a user of PHPBB, a member of the community with PHPBB, and someone who still cares. All right, PHPBB is now version 3. It's a thing that I don't use, it's the code I cannot figure out. I haven't really tried even to figure it out. I don't use it. I believe I said that twice, and so I apologize. But I still am here because, for me, I enjoy getting to learn more about it. I've learned so much just being the co-host of David, who brings lots more PHPBB 3 experience to the table, and the other team members. They bring this to the table. I spearhead the podcast because I like to understand what's going on. And I also have the skills and knowledge of being able to get this podcast going. I mean, with no offense to the teams, you've seen their attempts at doing a podcast with the original PHPBB podcast back in 2006, and then the official podcast in 2007. And I wish they would keep it going, but they aren't. They aren't keeping it going. And quite frankly, I think they enjoy this podcast better because of the regularity of this podcast, and that's what I bring to it. I bring the fuel for the regularity. I also bring the aspect of someone who isn't not super knowledgeable about this stuff and therefore wants to find out more. And that really is what the average person who listens to this podcast would want to find out. Actually, there's a whole bunch of different people who would listen to this podcast, but I try to make it accessible to the person who doesn't know much about PHPBB. So isn't it? And I don't mean to be bragging about myself because I don't like bragging about myself. But this is an example. I'm 17. All right, I'm younger. I don't know everything, but there's still a purpose for me to be here. We all bring different perspectives, and this is even more true in a community because there is so much more there. The fuel behind this show is myself and David and a smaller community that joins us in the chat room. And I thank you very much for that, and of course our forums. But when you have a community as big as PHPBB, that's a very big community. And other communities, like smaller ones, Star Trek Guide, they're all in the process of trying to share knowledge with each other. And as a result, we can collectively benefit from the result of our knowledge. An example is the new security class forum on Star Trek Guide. They saw a need. They saw with the result of the hack that affected PHPBB.com about a month ago that it's clear that a lot of people don't understand the importance of security on their websites. Not so much, I mean, PHPBB understands the importance of security, but they said, this could happen to anyone else. This could happen to other mod authors. This could happen to anybody. And so they put together this forum. It's already been quite active, and I'm hoping that I'm going to ask David to perhaps take some time next week to talk a little bit when I'm not here to talk a bit more about some of the things he's had there. But just, topics on how can we make sites more secure. This is a mission that we can all endure and a mission that we can all try to succeed with. This is something where though certain of us are very knowledgeable about security. David's very knowledgeable about security, and I won't even try to go down the list of people on Star Trek Guide that know a lot about security, but there are other people who know nothing about it, don't know very little about it. What I know about security, I know a couple of things about security. It's stuff I learned from PHPBB. If you went on the blog, the PHPBB blog this week, Terrafrost, I believe, posted a blog post about SQL injections and how you can protect against them. A lot of that is actually, I was surprised that a lot of it was some things that I already knew, thanks to previous reading from PHPBB on how to keep PHPBB2 mods secure and other understanding of the coding guidelines. But these are topics I would never have thought about had I not been a part of the teams, had I not been a mod author reading this stuff, and most of it from being a co-host of this podcast. And this is just an example. We are all understanding things from other people. And this is the goal of a community. And that's why age stereotyping is inappropriate, because on the web, we are all one of the same. Some of us are going to be dumb. I will admit this. Some of people act dumb, and I'm not here to justify what they do. You know, I'm sure that everyone can understand that. But nevertheless, I really think it key that to bring up the importance of not stereotyping against age groups. And if you really want to make your community successful, you will be very welcoming of people in other age groups. So that's my soapbox for the day. I don't believe I ever copied the link and got it in here from the blog post I was referring to. But there's my soapbox on age stereotyping. It's something that I care quite a bit about, being someone who's younger. And I must say I've met a lot of other people, old and young, in my day that know a whole bunch of stuff. And so I really encourage people to take advantage of those opportunities. Okay. I'm going to move on to something a little bit more lighthearted. Something I've been postponing as a topic on PHPBB Weekly for a couple of weeks now has been a look at the PHPBB events and meetings forum. And this is something we kind of wanted to keep track of. The event meetings forum, the site went down a couple weeks ago, so some of the events and meetings plannings kind of went down. Dave and I have been working a bit on a event we want to put on, but I thought, you know, go around and, you know, do a little bit of an update on some of the current topics on there that have been active, and I'm defining active as they have been responded to since after the PHPBB.com came back. And obviously, shortly before that, we did not get a chance to go into it in detail as a result of the PHPBB downtime taking up all our attention. But about 5 weeks ago, I believe it was, there was the Scotland PHPBB meeting on January 24th, which we did talk about at the time. This took place in Edinburgh, Scotland, the Voodoo Rooms, kind of like a open bar type thing. And there were a couple of team members there in attendance, along with some other local users. Looks like Greenweaver of the Styles team was the one who organized it. I don't know the people's names off the top of my head, so I'm just going to have to use their usernames. And also Cherokee Red of the moderator team showed up. Neothermic, our good friend Ash from the support team, showed up. Toon Army from the development team showed up. It looks like Paul and Mark the Damon from the mod team were going to go, but they didn't make it, so they didn't have any mod team participation there. But from what I read, it was quite an interesting event, mostly just sort of a gathering, you know, a sort of meet-and-greet type of event. But there were a number of pictures. I know that I saw Neothermic took a lot of pictures with the so-called Neothermic effect, and there's also some pictures here from Cherokee Red on the so-called Ed Invasion, which I'm linking to there. And they apparently did a lot of, you know, just touring. You know, here's pictures of, you know, Ash and Daniel, Chris, and others at the Edinburgh Castle. Pictures, you know, big shots of Edinburgh. Boy, I'd love to go see UK one of these days. Him taking a picture of Ash, taking a picture of Edinburgh, and the cannon, you know, looking at the barrel. Cool stuff. So I really think they just do this more so for the pictures more than anything else, it seems to me. From what I understand, it was a good experience. It wasn't anything fancy like London Invasion, which quite frankly probably just fine since London is kind of also in the UK. So they already had a big event. But I think it's great just to have opportunities for people to get to meet the teams. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while. Maybe sometime this summer we'll figure that out. There are some other events currently in planning. Right, phpbb.de, the Germany phpbb support site, or Deutschland, if you prefer, which is the DE. It doesn't stand for Germany. You should remember that. They're going to be they're planning a meeting on Sunday, March 8th at 6 o'clock local time, taking place in Stuttgart in southern Germany. I probably did not pronounce that right. And I don't know very many details due to the fact that the actual organizational thread is completely written in German. And I don't read German. So, I don't know if anyone in the chat room does read German. There's a link. If there's anything interesting in there, you can feel free to post, retype it in English in the chat room and I'll repeat it. Otherwise, you could just, go on to phpbb.de and find out more information about that meetup, but it should be interesting. It looks like Nils Naderman from the development team is probably going to be there, since he's the one who posted it in the phpbb.com events and meetings forum. So something to go check out. I know there's some other events currently in planning, although there's not much organized yet. Ed Lang, or Anon, from the moderator team, is currently organizing a PHPVB Down Under event in Oceania, I guess. And they're still trying to pick, probably somewhere in Australia or New Zealand. So, Sydney, Melbourne, or Brisbane, Australia, or perhaps Auckland or Christchurch, New Zealand. He said it depends whether the kangaroos or kiwis are more popular. That's a hard one for me. I'm not trying to pick between kangaroos or kiwis. I really couldn't decide between kangaroos or kiwis because I've never gotten to see a real kangaroo, and that sounds fun. But, kiwis are good. Actually, I don't think I've had a kiwi since 9 or 10 years ago. That's something I'll have to try again. When? Well, he said Australian winter sounds appealing, especially if Brisbane or Sydney. And, of course, Australian winter equals Northern Hemisphere in summer, so that'd be this summer for us, but it could be any time, whatever works really, according to him. So they are still chatting about that, and so if you're in that area, you probably can go take a look at that, which is still being discussed. There's also been one, this is one that David's been paying more attention to, a Seattle, Washington meetup. Obviously, David has been interested in this, being in Spokane, and also Brainy is organizing this. He's the moderator team member, and he's up there in the area. There's also another topic that has been a little bit that has not been responded to recently, but I was looking at perhaps doing one in Vancouver, British Columbia, which is also near Seattle or the Washington-Canadian border, from what I understand. So that's something that's still being in the planning. Looks like they've been looking. He has come up with a possible venue, which is kind of just be a coffee shop with some Wi-Fi there. He's checking into, right, Frank? And so it doesn't look like it's going to be a very big event again, like the Ed Invasion, sort of a group meetup, a meet and greet with local team members or local community members or whatever you have to do there. So I'm not sure what that would be like, if they will do just like the Ed Invasion discussions for PHPBB World Domination or stuff like that. Who knows? Or actually PHPBB 4 discussions. That was some of the stuff that took place at the Scotland one 5 weeks ago that Neothermic kept telling me about. So I'll have to see if they have anything that come from that. I don't know. The other one that's been in discussion is the one that is near and dear to my heart. I've been sort of spearheading a event for San Francisco this summer, which David has also gotten on board with, and some other team members have been interested in. And due to the fact that there will not be an official PHPBB Teams event this summer, I know that after London Invasion, there were a lot of rumors that New York City would be the next event. However, due to some planning issues and some timing issues, I've been told that there will not be any event, if official PHPBB event to follow London Invasion for 2009. So David's all gung-ho. Let's make the San Francisco thing that I was just coming up with an idea with the PHPBB event for this year. Great. So how do we do that? Well, that's still under discussion. However, I will tell you something that's not been absolutely confirmed yet. David has gotten a response from the Joomla folks. You know, David went to Joomla Day Vancouver last June. He says that the folks in Joomla are very knowledgeable about planning events, unlike myself or David. And they said that they would be interested in doing something with us in San Francisco, perhaps as like a PHPBB slash Joomla combination event or something like that. So we're waiting to hear back from them. Quite frankly, I think it would be a great idea because if they've got experience in putting something like that together, then that would be great because that would be a lot less work for yours for yours truly and for those of us here. But we can still and we can also gather local people from both communities. Joomla, of course, having a very big community of users, particularly here in Silicon Valley, I'm sure. And of course, and PHPBB. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the area as well. If we can really promote this to actually make it worthwhile. So we're still waiting for to hear back from the Joomla folks. We're trying to get them to respond to emails, which has not been very easy. So we'll have to see how that works out. But I think it's a great idea, and hopefully we'll have some more details coming soon. But I think that if we can pull that off, that would be a great idea, and it would be great for members of both communities to get to come together. And it would be local for me, which would be very happy for me. So we're going to have to see how that works out. But it sounds like it would be a really great idea. I know that for people, I know like Jim A. in the chat room said it's too far away for him from Holland. And I understand that. And actually, hold on. Miroslav Glavik in the chat room says he's got experience with attending events and planning, like WordPress WordCamp. Okay, I'll have to chat with you after the show's over. That'd be great. It'd be great to get some more tips and advice. So cool. So we'll keep an eye. We'll keep a close eye on that. That's just. I thought you know we've been talking a lot about that on past episodes of this show, and here's an update. So. I'm hoping to see that come about this summer. I think it would be a great idea. And I know David's very gung-ho about it, and if we can pull it off, it would be a lot of work. We need a lot of help, but let's see. So we'll have to come back to that. Okay. As a result, I'm going to move on to our weekly things. Of course, I'm going to start with our poll question of the week. I think it might be a little easier if we do bi-weekly poll questions. It's kind of how it worked out. Our last episode 2 weeks ago was Valentine's Day then, and so our poll question was, what's the best Valentine to give to a forum moderator? Well, we had 9 votes total, and here's how they broke down. 4 people, 44%, voted for a day off. How nice. Give your forum moderators, you just give them a day off. That's a nice Valentine to give them. We had 3 votes, 33%, for a chocolate bar with your forum rules engraved on it. I must say, that would be a very expensive chocolate bar. It'd probably be a very big one for certain things. I can only imagine, you know, the PHPBB teams giving chocolate bars with the PHPBB.com forum rules engraved on it. That would be a very big chocolate bar. But hey... I could go for it as long as it's milk chocolate. I'd be perfectly in heaven. Oh, boy, my weaknesses. I have too many weaknesses. 2 people voted for Singles Awareness Day propaganda, 22%. And I can only imagine who one of those 2 votes probably came from. Hint, hint, hint. And the other 2, it's got no votes. No one voted for a rank image with little hearts on it or a chance to be administrator for a day. So, in other words, people think that the best Valentine's to give to a former moderator are the ones that actually cost something. Because a rank image with little hearts on it would not cost anything. A chance to be administrator for a day probably would not cost anything either. The chocolate bar with the forum rules engraved on it would probably cost a lot, as would Singles Awareness Day propaganda. But there you go. You know, no one's cheap when it comes to them picking their own Valentines. That's why you should never let your significant other pick the Valentine you're going to give them. It's supposed to be a surprise, from what I understand. Luckily, I don't do the Valentine's business, so I don't really care. Our next question, which will actually go until our 100th episode on the 14th, which we will bring this up. I just thought it's an interesting question. You know, this is one of the most common war type poll questions on any community. So I'm going to ask it here. What's your favorite web browser? What's your favorite web browser? I'm going to see a bombardment of answers in the chat room very soon. But here's why I'm asking this. Personally, this is an interesting fact. Oh, here comes the Firefox, folks. I have never, ever, ever, ever used one browser consistently for a full year yet. And in fact, just this past week, Safari 4 beta came out, and after taking a look at it, I've switched back over to Safari. You know, I used Firefox for quite a bit years ago, but then in October 2007, when I upgraded to OS X Leopard, I went over to Safari 3. But then last June, Firefox 3 came out, and so I downloaded it. I got a certificate that said I was part of the million downloads of Firefox 3, which in 24 hours, which is great. So I got a certificate for that, and I've been using Firefox 3 since last June. But then this past week, I went over, Safari 4 beta came out, and it's really cool, really nice. Some of the things up there, I mean, this show, I got to try out the tabs on top now with 10 tabs open, which has actually worked out okay. I didn't absolutely destroy it. And it's got some cool stuff like HTML5 and CSS3, and so I'm going to give that a try. And probably by February 2010, I will be in a different browser once again. Maybe whenever the next version of Firefox comes out. So who knows? I used to be, you know, very, I like Firefox or I like Safari. But now, you know, I realize I can't stay with anything. But the only browser I don't like is IE. I really don't like IE, and I probably will never like IE unless IE decides to fork Firefox. In which case, then I'll have a different reason of hitting IE, but at least it would be a good browser at that point. Ooh. So anyway, there's the poll question of the week. What is your favorite web browser? And there will be a list of things to vote on when it's shortly before this episode comes out, and maybe even some funny choices as well if you want to go a little off center, like I would. So we'll see about that. Anyway, you can vote on that, phpbbweekly.net. Our mod of the week is Special Cares, I believe is short for Special Characters, by Mr. Simon. And so I don't know what Simon says, ha ha ha, but this mod adds a big list of special characters to the posting screen, and you can just click on them to add in the post. Well, what kind of special characters? Well, you know, this is where you can get things like, you know, Greek symbols, math symbols, arrows, letters with special accents on them, things like that. This just adds a whole list of these special characters that you can add right into posts, and I know there's probably a number of instances where these kinds of things are useful. Now, I have not had a chance to look deeply into this mod to tell if it's the type of thing where you can turn these on or off or change which symbols are available. As far as I can tell, it essentially gives you all the symbols in the list. Yeah, but the actual reason I'm mentioning this is because, you know, next week we're doing episode number 99 and a half, and I'm using a special symbol from my palette for the half sign, except that TalkShoe doesn't like it, but hopefully every other website I have tried does. So whatever, TalkShoe, I'll just do 1/2 for you. But it's not, you know, hey, it has to do with what I'm working on. So Special Cares by Mr. Simon. It's a very simple mod, but good for sites that use other characters frequently or Greek letters or whatever. It is the mod of the week. And the style of the week is called PS3, which you can guess has to do with the PlayStation 3. It is a theme, a style that I am trying to find the demo for. Here we go. It's based on Pro Silver. However, it is a very, very dark style, which, and I presume that the text and the header and the colors kind of represent the PlayStation 3, from what I know. It uses a dark black with some a bit of silver tints, but also a very bright light blue at the same time. So it definitely matches the colors of something, which I can presume is the PS3. It's fixed width. It has they've definitely done some changes over to the post icons with black orbs with some X's on there that go light blue when there's new with an unread forum as an example. So a pretty nice mod that if you are a person who really likes PS3, I guess, then that would be a cool style for you to check out. So it is by Jester-FR. PS3 is the style of the week. Yep, PlayStation. I already see there's one or two folks in the chat room that are very excited about PS3. So check it out. And we'll have show notes and everything for those on our website. Speaking of our website is phpbbbkey.net, where you can check out show notes for everything I've talked about on this show and all of our other shows as well are on there. And, of course, we also have our wonderful forum, StarTrekGuide.com. Click on the PHPBB Weekly Podcast Forum on there for a discussion about things we talked about on this show when the show is not live, or share your feedback, like I said at the beginning of the show, on what to do for our 100th episode. Next episode will be, this is the craziest numbering system I've ever come up with, and so I'm still wondering why I came up with it. Episode number 99 and a half. Next Saturday, March 7th at noon Eastern Time, 1700 UTC, the other half of the co-host talent of this show, David, will be here. I will be away. And so whatever he talks about, I don't know what he will be talking about. But I'm just glad to know that I was able to get through this whole show without fumbling too much. So he will be here. He will probably bring other people along with him because he's more sensible than I am and actually gets someone to talk to. So we'll have, once I hear from David what he plans to do, show notes for that show will be on our, an episode description of that show will be on our website. And of course, remember to keep on your calendar our 100th episode on March 14th. I have not yet 100% confirmed what we are going to be doing on that show, although we have gotten a lot of suggestions and feedback on what we would like to do on that show. And as a result, we hope to have that announced as soon as we find out for sure. I won't get much more specific than that, but either way, it will be a big party, a big celebration. 100 is a sort of a significant milestone for any podcast to hit 100 episodes. And so we're very excited. I'm very excited for us crossing the 100 mark, which will be on Saturday, March 14th at our usual time. Actually, no, it won't, because Friday, March 14th, March 8th is Daylight Savings Time. So March 14th will be at noon Eastern Daylight Time, or 1600 UTC on March 14th. Next week is normal. We will figure that out whenever. I hate Daylight Savings Time, but what can you do? And PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Check out techpodcast.com for other great technology podcasts. And so with that, thank you for listening to this episode of PHPBB Weekly. I'm Douglas Bell, and remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.